Nigel Limp had a horrific accident 4 years ago. It was a speedway crash, and he's an experienced motorcyclist, loving life, but a freak accident left him fighting for life with a brain injury and severely sight impaired. But in the intervening years, he's been working hard to get back and get involved, and believe it or not, he's been back in amongst the motorbikes again. Hi, Nigel.
Hello there, Simon. How are you going?
I'm all right. Or should I call you Howling Four?
Yes. Yes, that's right. That's right.
So it was fairly recently you were off to Bridlington. What did you get up to?
Well, yes, it was on the 1st and 2nd of June. After I rode my bike, which we interviewed with shortly after, 3 years after my accident, a chap called Paul Garbutt saw me on the news, and he found out who I was and asked me to be a guest rider at his event in Bridlington, and the event is a drag race down the beach. It's based on a drag race in America called Race of Gentlemen. It's set in like the 50s-esque. It's all old motorbikes, if possible, hot rods and pickups. And everybody wears the white overalls, and they have a starting lady that with a big flag that jumps up and, you know, she says, start your engines, and then she jumps up with the flag and sets everybody off. It was a brilliant event. There was people from all over Europe came to it, and I was proud to be asked to be there as a guest rider. But when we was talking about on the phone, I was going to turn up like in inverted commas, rock star and jump onto somebody else's bike. But the conversation turned that I'd still got my 1961 Triumph that I've had for 29 years. So the plan was for me to ride on me 1961 Triumph, and that went ahead. It needed some work doing on it because I've not been able to do it since my accident. So Paul and his friend Phil come and picked it up and took it away and got it running and took it down to the beach for me. So all we had to do was me and my wife had to turn up in the car and ride this thing, and it was great. I mean, it's only a 350. It's nothing fast. I weren't going to win no records, but I stretched the throttle cable. I pinned it back as fast as I could, and it was great. Obviously, I can't race against other people because it would be kind of unsafe. So it was put in place that I raced against somebody that, in actual fact, was a volunteer for a local blind and deaf charity called Wilberforce Trust up in York. So he knew about kind of visual impairment. So I raced against him, and so we was all right. I didn't race against anybody else. Anyway, me being me, you know, I can talk for England. That's quite evident. Mm-hmm. Well, I went into the pit and blagged a drive in a 1950 Ford business class coupe hot rod. So this blind bloke, in inverted commas, wandering around the pits with his white stick asking if anybody wants to let him go in there, pride and joy. And obviously not many people did, but this chap called Dave from Warwickshire said, you can do mine, mate. So I ended up driving this 440 brake horsepower V8, as I say, 1950 hot rod down the 1/8 mile strip. I gets in the car, and obviously it's a left-hand drive with a manual gearbox. I reassured him that in my ordinary life that I'd driven American cars left-handed, but I'd never driven a manual one. I'd never driven an automatic. So having the gear stick in your right hand is a bit kind of disconcerting. Like, anyway, I reassured him that, as I said, you know, that I could drive. But when we got to the start line, I said to him, what do you want me to do? Just take it steady off at line or give it some rev. And he said, no, you give it some rev if you want. So I did. I got the wheel spinning as it's on standard, and say 440 brake horsepower, which is pretty powerful. And it sounded absolutely sweet. And so that was great. You know, so I was there for 2 days. I had a run on my bike Saturday. I had a run on my bike Sunday, and then drove the car Sunday. In between them, I had an interview on the PA system in front of all the crowds on the seafront. It was great weather, absolutely blistering hot. was a massive, it was a great event, and well done to Paul and all his team for putting it on, because it's only the second time they've done it, and yeah, I'm still pumped up about it, and it's over a week later now, and of course I've got a new friend in this chap called Dave. You know, we've been communicating ever since, and that's what it's all about. You know, I've always been into communicating with people and chatting with people and meeting different people.
What about your original friends? You know, you had a great group of friends who were obviously all shocked when you had your accident, and it was touch and go for a bit whether you were going to make it at all. How have they reacted to you getting yourself back? And okay, you've still got your challenges, but you're out there doing it again. How do they react to that?
Well, I have to say, quite blasé, I think, on the whole, because I was this chap before I had my accident. You know what I mean? I was this chap before I had my... Everybody knew who Nigel was. I'm a larger-than-life character. So yes, I'm 100% sure they're absolutely pleased that I'm doing what I did, but on equal measures, I think it's just, oh, Nigel's doing that, is he? Well, yeah, go on then. The only difference is now that he can't see properly, you know, but hey, that's never stopped him doing anything in his life before. So,
what about the crowd at Bridlington then? How did they react to it?
Yeah, I'll tell you something, Simon. When I walked off the beach, I had a standing ovation, and it's very humbling, because I've never been in that situation. I find it very humbling and dare I say embarrassing, you know. But no, it was great, and yeah, people, there was all clapping when I did it. And in fact, Dave, who offered me the drive, I actually walked around Piss, as I say, to ask somebody, and he said to me, he says, "You're that chap who's classed as blind bloke in inverted commas racing. You're the chap that's done that, aren't you?" And I says, "Yeah." And he says, "I want to shake your hand, mate, if I can." So I shook his hand. And then I thought to myself, "You don't realise what you're going to be asked yet, mate." and then after I shook his hand, I says, "How do you fancy me driving your car?" And yes, and as I say, he stood up to the plate. And it's great. Cause, I mean, I have no idea how much his car's worth, but it's his pride and joy, isn't it? And he's letting a total stranger, let alone a disabled stranger, in it. You know, so I have to say, I gave him a big thumbs up, to be fair.
Absolutely. It's fantastic, Nigel, that you know, when you think back to how bad it was, and for both you and Julie, your wife, at the back, and you think you're up to here. Who would have actually thought you'd ever get back to doing this?
Well, I never did, Simon. I mean, I don't want to dwell on it, but you know, from the previous interviews, I wanted to commit suicide. That was never Nigel to want to do that, but I got so low what had happened, I wanted to do that, and as I say, nearly 4 years later on, I'm doing what I'm doing. I just had no idea that I would ever get to this place, and that's what I want to impart on people as well. You can't turn back the clock, nobody can, and them times was dire and black and very sad, and they needed to be for a reason, but there is a goal to get out there, and if you can put yourself in that position to get that goal, it makes getting up every day more easier. You know, you've got to try and take life by the horns, and I mean, I use that analogy when I got back on that speedway bike. People say you get back on the horse if you fall off. Well, I did, but I got back on a wild Mustang riding bareback. You know, so yes, get back on the horse, but you didn't have to do what I did, but equally. And I'm fortunate that I can do that, because people that I know and people that respect me as a person facilitated all that for me. You know, they turned a blind eye to the bloke that can't see properly riding his motorbike. And again, you know, somebody said to me the other week, "How can you do it, you know, if you can't see?" There was having a bit of a go, I think, at me. And there's three things to ride a motorbike: balance, actually being able to ride a motorbike, and sight. Well, I've got the balance, luckily, even after my brain damage. I've got the natural ability to ride a bike. So them two things I don't have to think about. All I've got to think about is the concentrating on trying to see where I'm going to, you know. So for me, that makes it easier to ride a motorbike.
Yeah, I often say that to folk, Nigel, that, you know, when you lose your sight, you don't lose generally all the experience and things that you've had in life.
No.
All you've done is lost that aspect of sight and the impact that that has on it.
Yeah.
But, you know, you're still the same person. We can't change the past. What's happening in the future? What are you looking for?
Well, the next thing I tell you what I'm looking for. I'd like to get a job in media, to be honest. I can't do the job that I've trained for the last 30 years. I can't do that because of my eyesight. So I'm having to turn right in my life, and I'd like to start, get a job in the media, and seriously, you know, I like to think I come across all right with people. I like to think I talk sense rather than rubbish, you know. I know a lot of it's about me, but if you can't talk about yourself, then who can you talk about? But in July, I'm going to go with the Ken Fox Wall of Death family. I'm going for about 5 days with them on tour, and I'm going to be taught to ride the Indian motorcycle on the rollers on the front. So that's a massive thing for me, and another challenge. And then where I go from there is, I don't know. I want to be the next blind Lincolnshire's Guy Martin. That's what I want to be, I'll be honest with you. You know, Guy is out there, and the good thing about Guy Martin is that he knows what he's talking about. He's been there, like I've been there. I've been in engineering all my life, so, and cars and motorbikes, and that's what I want to go into.
You'll need to grow your sideburns.
Yeah, I will do, mate. Yeah, absolutely.
Well, it's fantastic, Nigel, to hear from you. I love getting the updates, and
yeah.
I'm glad that things are going really well for
yeah.
you. And the truth is, you don't know what's around the corner. Would you come back on and let us know how you got on with the Wall of Death?
Oh, absolutely, of course I will.
Yeah, well, keep in touch, Nigel. Let us know what's happening, and we'll speak to you soon.
Thank you very much. I sure will, Simon. It'll be middle of July when I'm going on the Wall of Death. I shall contact you straight away after, if that's okay, mate.
That sounds good.